Now entering the DGDC.
Are you ready for a deep dive?
And Jordan did most of the crap.
Can't believe I said that.
I've been doing this in 2008, so what the fuck do I know?
Drawing hands is my kryptonite.
Start loading up elbow logos.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the DGDC, a united team of design professionals, creatively bound to bring unique inspiration and a common perspectives. You can email us listener questions or topic ideas to hello@dgdcpod.com or check out our website, dgdcpod.com. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or Twitter at dgdcpod. Plus now you can join in on the conversation. We have a Facebook group. Just pop onto our website and hit the community tab at the top. Now, on with the show. All right, guys. Can you believe we were just saying, we probably say this on every episode that's a milestone, but it is the holiday gift guide time once again. How did this happen, guys?
Are you guys done with your shopping yet? I'm like barely
done.
Okay, good.
I haven't even started.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well,
that's the beauty of online shopping and also the devil, because you leave everything to the last minute knowing that, oh, I'll just expedite the shipping or whatever. It's silly.
Yeah.
I do the same thing every year. And yeah. I always say I'm going to try to start earlier. I bought maybe two things, I think, online. But I don't know if it's happening in your area. Amazon's on this like insane mission. I think it ends maybe in about a week or so, but I'm getting things later that night. Like at, in the, like it said guaranteed by,
oh, you mean the day that you purchased?
I purchased it at about 10 a.m. I got it at my Ring thing went off and it was like 12:40 at night. It was literally guaranteed by 4 a.m.
Whoa, that's crazy. What?
I have to ask what type of product it was that you bought.
These were, I bought
drugs.
I could say it because it was a gift, but it was, and no one will probably hear this. They were like moleskin journals, you know, like those little.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
like
then I just bought
to get it
vitamins and some other stuff, and it came, and I was like, it's still doing that thing where it's giving it to me tonight.
So yeah. I was like, is it just straight up Prime?
$25. Yeah. $25 minimum.
Damn.
Which is nothing. I mean, holy crap. When have you spent less than 25, right? But the coolest thing was these things did not work out. And believe it or not, returned them the next day at the Whole Foods. It's just, they make it so freaking convenient. It's nuts, right? Gosh. But yeah, I got to start really getting into some shopping soon. I think what is it now? Like, we're recording this on the 8th. Wow.
Yeah.
Just crazy fast, man. Crazy fast.
Yeah. And anything that needs to be printed, of course, that's what starts to freak me out. That you need to send to a printer for a client or yourself for holiday greetings and stuff. It just gets more and more stressful.
I think
put myself in this position every fucking year. It's stupid.
I always try to use Thanksgiving as that time to be like, oh, you're a month away. Like, try to do all those little things. And it, I don't know. I just luckily, knock on wood.
And the reminders are everywhere between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Yet I'd open all the emails of the deals and don't purchase anything.
Yeah.
I know. Mailbox, everything, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. So, but hopefully we are doing this in time for you guys. I think this is early for us. Yeah, we got this part right. So that's all you guys got to worry about. But every year we like to give you guys three of our favorite things here. And, you know, different price ranges too. So to meet any budget, which is kind of cool. And like I found like, did you guys, when you were, before we reveal some of the our picks here, did you have anything that was like right on your mind immediately? Or did you have to kind of do a little investigation?
Research. Yeah. Typically I have to do a little bit of research, but mine came pretty quickly because it was applicable to some research that I had already done for somebody else.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm going to iterate that further and seek something similar or with the same brand and opt for something different because yeah. the product line is great, something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sort of only chose things I've already purchased this year.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
Or not this year, but over time. Like these are things I've actually I bought. Fairly recent. Usually it's stuff then. I want or I'm gonna get. And this year
yeah,
cool. I can like put a stamp of voucher. Like these things are good. I use them a lot.
That's great. So that's you can recommend.
You can really speak to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because there's one I really want to ask you about. So that's great.
Oh, sweet. I love it. Yeah, man.
That's like, great.
Ask away. Mine are all dream ones. Like hopefully, like want to get. One was immediate. One I knew 100% because it's like it's on my list and everything. But let's get started. And yeah. our first realm is around the 25 or less range. Mikkel, do you want to go first? And I will share the screen. So we have this as a fun little video companion as well.
And yeah, that's a good mention.
There we go. All right, let's see. Did it work? Are you guys seeing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing Perfect. Your Slack.
Oh, you're seeing my, that's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute.
But at first it did show up, that first option.
Yeah, let's I think see. You moved it to the other monitor.
I did. There we go. Okay. All right, there we go.
Yeah, this yeah, is dude. It. Okay. Okay.
Perfect.
I actually, have you guys seen that Cotton Bureau? Do you guys follow Cotton yeah. Bureau?
Oh, yeah.
That they're now providing custom skins for phones through and through. It's like, you know, Phone Fridays, they're celebrating weekly, where in addition to their T-shirt Tuesdays, but it's fun to look at the skins that designers are putting together. So I feel like that's more typical to see, mm-hmm. whereas I hadn't yet seen a variety of skins that you can customize for earpod cases of sorts. You know, you mm-hmm. can opt for anything. You can opt. I chose Apple here, but you can choose your own brand. It can be Bose or otherwise. Yeah, they have different, and even the larger headphones. I just think that's so neat to be able to customize these, and really, really suitable no matter the age. Because
oh yeah,
students, it is required now that students have to have headphones at school.
You're kidding me.
Starting extremely early, so why wouldn't you make it fun for yeah. the child in that regard? So. And then, of course, it becomes a little bragging statement amongst your classmates.
Of course.
But what fun to be able to, in my case, be a mom that has tools at the ready that I can prepare for my children like that.
Who really can fun. Compare with Mikkel's kids? Come on.
Well, and then Oakley can think about doing this for birthdays of his mm-hmm. friends, perhaps.
Yeah.
And I know I thought about that too, because, you know, it might make other moms go, oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
She is.
You're that mom.
Got the tools. She's a designer. She can make this work. But yeah, really fun. And I would definitely do this for Jason,
yeah.
my partner. I would do this for fellow design friends.
That
I'm in touch with regularly. This is a fabulous idea for team members of a client organization that you support.
Yeah.
Ongoing. What a I just think it's super fun. And it's so reasonably priced.
I mean, this is great. They're showing the custom AirPods, your own skin designed by you, $19.99. Pretty damn cool. And I like the fact that also this scratch resistant thing, that's pretty mm-hmm. cool. Or scratch protection.
Yeah, I like that. That would be important. Like,
yeah. And I saw some folks do it on some Beats, the over-the-ear kind once, and they are perfectly cut. Like their template is like dead on. Like it's such a good fit. Because I think I'd be a little afraid it'd be like a little wobbly and everything, but yeah. it's this 3M vinyl. That's really kind of cool. I've never seen that before. Particularly on this, I think it would be fun to try this here, which is great.
Totally.
Very nice. All right. So that is from Skinit. And that's the custom yeah, Apple yeah. AirPods.
Have you guys heard of Skinit?
I think so. They sound very familiar. I mean, like okay. I'm just curious.
I don't think I had.
Oh, yeah. You can get just about everything. Game controllers.
Isn't that fun?
Mouse pad. Yeah, this is kind of cool. That's really, really neat. I mean, considering everyone can design now.
Just don't do any AI on this, okay?
All right. I know. Jordan, your first one.
My first one. Okay. My first one is a brush for Procreate. And I'm adding this in here because I think like one of the biggest questions I typically get is like, and most designers, like, what brushes are you using, right? For any illustration.
Yeah.
It's like, so cool. It's always the same question. And so this one is a pack by a company called True Grit Texture Supply. And honestly, if like you're looking for good resources, I kind of like have picked up most stuff by them and it's really solid. But this brush pack in particular, it's called the Rusty Nib, it's killer. And honestly, like there's about four brushes I use in there for almost everything, which is kind of rare to find sort of like a pack that has just, it's chock full of stuff. If you really like the sort of like heavy illustration, the really dry brush style where it's a lot of inking. And you have lots of like nibs and old tech pens and stuff that just feels like it's got tactile, like nice texturing, but not overly, you know, textured. And like the release points, the tapers, everything is really solid across the board. And so, yeah, it's $19 for this pack. And it's like, I don't know, 130 brushes.
That's
and
amazing.
Honestly, they're all really solid stuff. Like I use them for everything, client work, all the professional work I do. It's usually just, this is like the only stuff I really use now. I've bought, probably, you know, thousands of brushes at this point, just because I'm always on the hunt, you know? And like, I use these pretty much exclusively for almost everything.
Dude, it's I gotta tell you, this is the one I have always look for in the files. Like I'm looking for like the ones that they offer in both Procreate and I believe in Fresco too, seem a little too uniformy for this. And this feels very like so random and so authentically real. I love this, that kind of nibbly, whatever they, what do they call it again? Texture.
Yeah. The short, I like the dry brush, but like there's
rusty nibs. There you go.
Yeah. There's sort of like the dry ink,
it's so
but
cute. It's so
you
cute.
Can kind of do everything from the sort of like nice scratch board effect, if that's your style, to like watercoloring.
Look at that.
So just like heavy inking stuff that just, dude, it's solid. And yeah, like I was the same thing. Yeah.
I want to see you work in real time with these.
Oh yeah, real time. Yeah.
Oh dude, you could do that. You could like record Procreate, on the screen, you know?
Yeah, Procreate's got I guess I have a ton of
videos
in
it. Yeah.
I should do that.
One of your like
drawings with Jordan.
Reels.
Let's go.
To Instagram or something, right?
Totally. Well, like in the shout out, like there's a guy on Instagram, his handle is The High Road, and his stuff is incredible. He's the guy who's turned me on to this. He called out like a particular brush he uses and it's great. It's in this pack, but it was sort of him. It's just like he did live drawings on Instagram all the time and it was always fun just to kind of like tune in and watch him work because his stuff is outstanding. And if you don't follow him, you should. This is sort of like he led me on this, you know, I don't know when it came out a couple years
ago.
So
nice.
And I haven't turned back. It's really good.
It really is that lifelike detail. It's like every time I look for something that's ink, it looks too inky. And then I go to dry and it looks too dry. And this is that perfect in between, it feels like.
Yeah, totally.
I really dig that. That's really nice. And what a good, I mean, for $19.99.
Dude, you don't need any other brushes. I mean, it's chock full of really good stuff.
And you could see checking out their site, they've got not only the demo, they tell you where it's all usable. They even give you a little preview brush here so you can kind of mess with it. Totally. That's kind of cool. I love that. Very cool, man. Good price as well.
That's so cool.
I got to start buying these things, man.
Yeah, the price point is good.
They make drawing so fun, man, you know?
What a cool business to get into. I love seeing so many artists that we know or people that do this kind of stuff making a great little side hustle, you know, on this stuff.
Oh, totally.
This is great.
Well, yeah, man. Yeah, and honestly, like, even if you're not looking for brushes, like, they have a ton of stuff in there that is really good. All the resources, like textures or, like, paper textures. I use like a green shader that I use for a shit ton of stuff. It's all really high quality stuff.
I've used a lot of their like halftone grid like texturizing and stuff. It's
totally.
It is so cool. Look at that. This if you want this effect, this style, these are the people to go to for sure. Look at that.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. My first one. Speaking of people that we know and are doing things for fun.
Yeah.
This to me, I almost wanted to get this for my students, but I think this is something I need just as well. This is put together by Jen and Amy Hood, and it's on their Chutzpah page. It's the typography definitions poster. I'm going to zoom in a little bit here so you can see. But what's so cool is they took all these fonts and they basically made a poster explaining all of the different typography definitions that maybe you know about 10 of them, but there's some here that are just beyond, like, you know, our spectrum. And I just love the way they did this, where they showed
these sisters rock.
I know, the reverse contrast, the tails, what does the foot look like, what's the beak of a serif font, the apex. We're showing some really cool ones, and then they put it together in this, like, almost like rock concert poster that is just so cool, with a lot of the fonts they've actually created, which is an even better kind of thing. And it's just such a cool idea. I believe it is at a great rate of under $25. For some reason, I'm stuck in the area here and can't get out. But okay, yeah, I think it was $24.99.
Yeah, it's $25.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But a cool poster. When you think about, if you, not only what you want, but maybe a design friend, like, you, that's not corny, but actually usable. Like, I'd put this up and just refer to it as much as possible, right?
Like, practical, functional art. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's super
very
rad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there is. It's $25. So it's screen printed by Native Screen Print in Florida, which is kind of cool. It's this cool orange and black. They could, what they could do in two colors always drives me crazy. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell you what, like, $25 for a screen print is a good price.
Exactly. Very good price. And they're hand numbered, which is also a very cool thing as well. Yeah. So a cool one to check out at chutzpahdesign.com. And again, it's their typography definitions poster, $25. We're moving on up. What do we got? next up from you, Mikkel.
Okay.
Which one is it? Because I don't have the notes open.
So we got a little bigger budget here.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So this is, have you guys heard of Mir?
Yes. Here we go.
They're an alternate to Yeti, of course.
Yes.
Which I didn't want to do Yeti. Everybody's doing Yeti. Like,
We're moving on.
So I have run with some customized artwork on Mir before.
Yeah,
for
same
an
here.
Organization. Okay, have you?
Yeah, big beer growlers.
Okay, awesome. Yeah,
their stuff
have quite
is so good.
The bar collection.
Yeah.
Too. It's fun. I am impressed with just their whole messaging, who they are, their eco friendliness.
Yep.
Their charitable friendliness. They're very environmental. And you know what I'm also impressed with is their photography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every single email that I obtained from my subscription with them is just solid. And it kind of reminds me, you guys, of Stocksies. It's a little bit off edge and trending, a little bit hipster vibe.
Yeah.
But they're doing it right. I really like their collection, and they're not whimsy. They're not, too playful. They are sophisticated and fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So their product line is really fabulous. And I picked this one because it's riding 40, and still within that tier price range.
Sure.
But they got something for everyone. I wanted to pick them because I'm just impressed with their brand. I not shared their catalog to compare against Swig and Yeti to an organization that I support. I wouldn't have gotten a product myself, and I'm really pleased with them. I would recommend them. I know that I would opt for them with a different organization that wants to do some drinkware that's customized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when we got the samples of the big one. I think it's the 64 one with the handle.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my,
nice.
You know, I couldn't believe I was getting to design something for it, because I was like, it was too
That's
pretty.
So cool.
It was just too nice. And this is like a 32 ounce howler. I love the name. Mir is,
they've got some good naming.
Yeah. And Mir is MIIR.com, in case you are not watching the video companion here. But they also have these cool things too, like the brush. They have the pint cup as well. But I loved the fastening of it. When you close that thing and it has that, like, that hinge that kind of locks it down.
Yeah.
Again, like you can throw this knowing it's not, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to leak. And it definitely kept everything quite cold when we used it as well.
That's cool.
So really cool. Yeah. And this is a perfect one. I think this could fit in a car, right? This 32 ouncer probably. Yeah.
Yes, it can. It's so annoying for those tumblers that bubble too much at the base.
Yeah.
And you go to put them in your freaking car and they're rocking. And they rock really too far forward when you hit the brakes at a stoplight. It does. It bugs me so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want a snug fit there. This is great. Look at this. But you know what's cool too? Is it gets me to drink more coffee when I have
one. They need more help with that.
if my consumption of beer and coffee go up, who cares? This is awesome.
I have always wondered if listeners think we're over the top with that talk because we're all Pacific Northwesterners. Like, it could not be more of an emphasis for Jordan down there.
I think I think they know us well. We're all in the same boat.
It's a lifestyle.
That morning brew and that evening brew is everything. Oh, if you're in Oregon and Washington. Come on.
That's exactly how to put it. I love it. All right. Next up. Are you ready, Jordan?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. This I want to know everything about
because
it looks
this
incredible.
This is very cool. So again, you know, trying to think of like, this is something I didn't get this particular thing, but I got a facet of it. Right. And this is.
Yeah.
But essentially, the number one question everyone always gets is like, you know, what do you charge? How do you break down pricing? It's always these like this like really mystified way of running a creative business. And so Jessica Hish, who if you don't know, I assume you do, right? She's like one of the more prominent designers out there who runs a really successful like lettering kind of studio, but also is known for like she's like a best seller and like for her books, and she does a lot of like public speaking and seminars. And I, you know, she has some great Skillshare classes that talk about lettering and stuff. So I kind of got into that side of her because she's really, really good at like teaching stuff. And so she put together this whole package all about running a creative business, right? And it breaks down everything from like, how do you get clients? How do you price stuff, right? Like, what does a contract look like? You know, and then she even
how
gets
did you find her at first? Do you remember?
Well, I mean, she's an amazing letterer. So when I started getting into lettering, you know, she was an immediate influence on me. And then she put out these courses on lettering. They are like changed fundamentally how I approach lettering to this day. You know, to the point of like where you set anchor points and how things should operate. Like, she's just really good and simplifying stuff, making it like approachable, right? And I opted, she put out one, so she's got a few different seminars on her website. There's one that's just an encompassing, you know, the dark art of creative business is what she calls it. And it touches on everything. Again, like how do you get work? What do you price it at? Contracts, you know, and then she even gets on like, how do you set up passive income if that's what you're interested in, and a ton of other stuff. But she also has little like subsection package. She started one that is called the dark art of pricing. And that's the one I got.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-hour seminar and she like goes through and like, it's wild how deep she's getting. It's the only one I've like seen someone who like takes it head on and throws out like her real numbers and industry standards and like how you actually, here's a calculator to break down pricing. Like there's an actual like mathematical approach that makes sense. But I'm throwing out this course because if it's anything like just the pricing section, which is just a small part of this, it's like, it's so worth it. And the pricing is part of this one. But yeah, I think it's like $40.
$40.
Okay.
5 hours of a seminar where she takes you through every step in like massive detail. And there's also like PDFs that you can get to go alongside it and like working templates to like help you calculate stuff. And it's just like, I think these are questions that I think every young designer always has. And I'm always in the business of just learning and stepping up my own business, you know? Yeah. So like, I'm always hungry for this kind of stuff to see people like her, who's arguably one of the more successful, I think, creators out there, just doing her own thing and like shedding light on how she's kind of approaching the business side of stuff is killer. Like that stuff is invaluable. So like $40
that's
is
so
like,
cool.
that's a no brainer to me. And I think everyone, you have any sort of these kind of questions or just kind of want to improve yourself or your business.
Probably great to say too, $20 for students. Which is kind of cool that she's applied that as well. One thing I loved when I was looking at this section here, it was talking about the branding and brand strategy positioning, what your day rate might be for that. Then mood boards and visual design exploration, what would be your day rate or your hourly? And so we were just talking about this in class the other day, and we were talking about how your hourly does change, right? Like you should have different hourlies for different things that you would be doing in the scope of a project.
Yeah.
And I love how she's breaking. She gives you just enough here to be like, I got to try this. And then you know you're probably getting a wealth of stuff in addition to this.
And again, like the pricing side, because that's the one I took. She released it before this whole encompassing one because it did really well and she wanted to keep sharing. But like the pricing one, she gave them like industry, like here's the industry standard, right? And like why you need to like break this stuff down in your contracts of like, hey, a logo isn't just a couple hours design work. Like you're doing this exploratory phase and you're onboarding, you're doing all these things. Like price them here. Here's when it's appropriate to price hourly versus a flat rate. How you break that down. Again, here's what she charges. Here's what people in the industry charge. But then she also breaks that down to like, but that doesn't work for everyone. So like, here's my golden rules. Like if you've been in the industry for this long, it's sort of like your education plus another whatever years you charge this much.
Wow.
And you multiply as you go on. And like, it makes a lot of sense. So like no longer, like if you're having these kind of questions on pricing, like this is massively massive resource. So
this is great. Yeah. There's even a tiny preview here to get you started the first 5 minutes, which is kind of cool. I love when they're doing this kind of stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So she goes through a little bit here, which is awesome. And it gives you the whole menu.
And again, even that price within this fluctuates. Like you can get the whole video seminar, which is her going through and answering questions live. So like the questions actually have a lot of helpful information in there too, but also for an even cheaper route, you can just get the PDF, which is sort of this like slideshow that she put together if you don't want to do the whole seminar. And I think it's like $25 instead of $40.
This is great.
Or $15 or something.
I'm putting this on my list because I think never want to stop learning the business side of what we do.
No, it's important to keep up. This is a twofer.
Yeah.
Don't you think in that regard?
Yeah.
I was totally thinking that.
You're right. Because I don't want to just change pricing without all the rationale behind it to explain to the client. I think my biggest thing I'm having right now is there's a lot of good new clients, and yes, you can have fun with how you price them. You can kind of increase your rates with no problem, but it's your current ones. It's your ongoing clients that how do you re-educate them? And what I see from this is a lot of good stuff to help me kind of explain that, I think in a way. You know, which is awesome.
We're gonna find that kind of time. Nick.
Yeah. We're gonna Christmas break. I have no idea. That's maybe my goal.
Yeah, but also touching on interested, like, because she's hitting areas. Like, I'm looking at the screen now, and there's like a lot of topics, like sharing resources. Like, when's it appropriate? Yes. How does that operate? Right? Or like, you know, sending gifts to clients, or even like community building, participation, things that like are arguably as important to like understanding pricing, right? These fundamentals that no one really gets into, like that side of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ways to promote your work. She's even going to so many
building
different
your portfolio
really cool
website.
Things like, here.
It's yeah, man. All right. It's definitely worth it. Highly
That's
recommend
so
it.
Neat.
We might have to get her on the podcast.
That would be so great. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Nobody other than Jordan. Of course.
That's 2023's first goal.
That would be so great.
I love it. All right, we're gonna report back on this, or either talk to her because this is so in depth
for
everybody.
That's a good share.
Cool.
All right. Speaking of questions that we get asked all the time, what do you do in a creative rut? There is a creative block, 100 plus brainstorming card ideas and ways to break through overcoming mental block. This is kind of cool. I saw this idea and it's a little wooden box.
Literal block.
Yeah. It has these, this is like, look at, I mean, why didn't we create this? My gosh,
I know.
This is so cool. Got a great little wooden block. It's got 100 plus brainstorm card ideas inside just to give you these things. Look at this, invoke the muse, right? So there's like these great little ways to kind of get you to, I would also take a break and then come back and go to the block and see what way I can get out of it. And I think the more you're either busy or even sometimes, unfortunately, when you're not busy, that's sometimes the hardest time to dive in, and you're like drawn out of, you have no more creative idea, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking for anything at that time other than just a break. We always say walk away, you know, take that break, do what it takes to get get reinvigorated a little bit here. Yeah. But to me, this is, and I think this would make such a cool gift and a cool little thing to have on your desk. I would definitely add this to my desk and keep, you know, even with a clean structure. So the cool thing here is it has this whole idea about like, recognize that you're not alone. Obviously everybody goes through this. You get, stop the fighting of kind of like figuring out how do I get back into it. And you just start playing with this game, look at some of the cards, and it will give you some ways to kind of break free of a mental block, help you find inspiration. It's about $34.99. I actually even found it a little bit cheaper on Amazon. But again, this is called the Creative Block 100 Plus Brainstorming Card Ideas. Okay. And it is a cool little wooden block, you know?
Yeah, so man, that's rad.
This is great. It's everything from writers to creatives to everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What's really nice, healthy alternative to like my go-to is like, I just need more coffee then. Maybe that will help.
I know. This should come with like its own like, you know, brew, like it's like some like a medium roast or something. That would be pretty cool. Maybe that's what we got
to
do.
It's encouraging that not the immediate go-to is to go interface with something digitally online.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like maybe Instagram will help me take a break. It's like, no, that's
right. No, people, don't do that.
That's a great point. I think we all talk about being more analog with certain things that we do, either in note taking or whatever. And I think this is that cool example too. It's going to get you away from the screen. And I'm looking for anything like that, that would just be, you know, an alternative. So you're not glued to something else and just getting more ads and all that other stuff, you know?
Totally. Totally.
Exactly. All right. So that's the end of our second area. We're in our last and final one. Mikkel, what is your top dog gift that you want to go over?
So you guys want to know how this came about is because, and maybe Nick, you may have been with the show and it was one of Wes's gift ideas, and he pulled up a wood-based product that was super, like super premium.
Dang. It's that one
handmade, gorgeous. Yeah. But this is not it. I actually couldn't remember it. And we were looking for Jason's mom, who just got her first iPad at 73 years of age.
Good for her.
That's awesome. I was looking for, she's such a fabulous chef, looking for cookbook holder / to place her iPad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I came across this. And Jason said, this is way too fancy for my mom. And he might be right. He might be right. I mean, this would intimidate
gorgeous.
Her. Like, but isn't it? It's supreme.
Oh my God.
The curvature of this wood is gorgeous. And now if you click on oak to see its coloration with the device,
it's slightly different,
but gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I was curious about, like if it would wobble. This is an iPad stand on gorgeous hand cut carved wood.
Yeah.
It's handcrafted. And I think that I was like, it's just going to sway. But then of course they have it. It's not beveled.
Flattened.
It's flattened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
only gorgeous. One side that doesn't touch the surface is curved.
There you go.
The bottom of it is nice and sharp corners.
And then everybody wants to be able to adjust shit, right?
Okay.
So
totally.
I like that. That's not an option. Just use the premium. They clearly patented the best approach and direction for the iPad to stand.
Yeah.
Done. Don't fiddle with it.
Yeah.
This is it's elegant. I love the pencil holders too. Like to me, the way it holds it. This is by Johan, I believe is probably the.
Yes.
Yeah. Johan sounds better.
Yeah.
It's Johann.com if you're going to check this out. But again, I think it's an optical illusion because like you said, Jordan, the inside's all perfectly smooth, but the outside has squared off kind of recesses that allow it to sit in like 2 to 3 different positions. And I love this one where it's like, where that to me would be drawing. And I like it because it's a little higher and the way that it's almost flat, right? What is that about like a 15 degree kind of angle there? Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous the way this thing looks. And aesthetically, I think it's just one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time. Yeah, you know? Man. Look at that.
Hot damn.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Isn't that pretty?
And what does this run? I think, let's see. Got to go through everything. Got to go through that. And let's just buy one and see what happens. Let's order.
We're talking
189.
It's a spoil. Like, you know what? It is art, though. It's not just function.
Yeah.
That is Plus, so it's true. Walnut, dude. I'm a walnut guy, and like, that's nice.
Are you? Yeah. I would take you for a walnut guy.
That is gorgeous, man. That is, yeah. Wants a deep, dark color in there.
Oh, looks black good. Walnut.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. Look at the spacing it has. It obviously has a little opening for the charging cable to go in when needed. Really nice. Really nice. I love finding these companies
crafted
that
in Italy, and of course.
Oh, I mean, of course. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. Here we go. Look at this. Gorgeous.
It's so silly.
Oh. I guess it uses the magnet through the wood there. Did you see that?
But no, the magnet doesn't stay on the side, though.
No, that's...
Was it? How did it stick to the
There's like a
bottom
little
of
indentation.
The base?
You can't see it, but it's in the front. It's kind of carved out.
Ah, there it is. Yeah. Okay. Look at... Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait, how did it stay?
That's its
structure. The wood structure, clearly, that they figured out is...
But look at when it goes there.
The weight.
But how did the pin stay there?
But that pin doesn't... That's an old Apple.
That's the old one, too, right?
No,
it's the first gen.
That's
the first gen. Okay, we're going to have...
It might be. Oh, poor listeners are like, what are you guys doing?
That's why you can catch this on YouTube, guys.
Yeah, find this on YouTube.
I love it. It's gorgeous, though. I mean, like, look at the styling of it.
I was wondering if when you reposition it, do you have to be so careful so it doesn't shift to the next level? This is fabulous.
I have this one, which is kind of cool. I'll show it just to show you guys. But it's a little block, and you can see it has two angles. This one's up quite an angle, and then this one's more stand-up.
Cool.
And
that's portable.
And it's
that's nice. Yeah.
Real simple. And I think it was literally at Target. Like, it was kind of neat to see, like, they were getting into that in their whole little desk and organization home office area. I was like, there you go. Gosh, that's kind of cool. When you said she's a chef, that's when I was like, oh, yeah, totally. I want something in the kitchen that's like recipe.
Don't you? Yeah,
because well, if it's going to live in there, right? If you're going to leave it on like your kitchen counter, like it's going to look kind of nice.
I want to look good.
Yeah.
And now I finally have a good iPad, so like, let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
I love it. No doubt.
That's killer. All right, Jordan, what do we got? Final one.
So I'm going to preface that this is, it's a spoil. It's probably for yourself and not a gift for someone else, I assume.
Yeah.
But like, I have gone through my entire career as a creative and running a business with one monitor forever. And it's only until recently that like I was using my shitty old iPad as like the sidecar. And I was like, oh, I was kind of liking the two monitor thing. And I've never had one.
Yeah.
And so I dove in and I opted to get one. I did the hunt. I watched 10 hours of YouTube videos to try to find like the right one. And also like, I don't want to buy a super expensive one because I don't know if I'll like it. So like,
sure,
I don't want to invest too hard, but I also want one that I can feel good about and checks all my boxes, which for me was like, I need to find a good, you know, large size monitor, 27 inch, that is 4K, which is important to me because my other monitor I'm on is 4K and is like 60 hertz 4K and it's color validated. And so like, I shit you not, I probably went through like 4 hours of YouTube videos just watching reviews.
Surprised.
Oh, I don't, I don't.
You guys
I
know
totally
how it
understand.
Is. Yeah,
I totally
and like,
understand.
I found this one, and it took a long time. So like, if you're looking for a second monitor, it's not crazy. Look, if you start Googling 4K 60 hertz monitors, like they're like, you know, $800. Like they're really expensive. But this one I found by a company called ViewSonic. It's like a ViewSonic Color Pro 27 inch 4K 60 hertz monitor. And it's what I picked up, and it's $379 right
That's
now.
That's a bargain.
That is that is a great deal. Like you can start to Google, and like you're gonna get disheartened when you start to Google those specs I gave, and they're always expensive. And this one, it's just a really good deal. And I can vouch for it. Like I picked it up with just an Amazon sort of vase mount for my desk. Although this comes with a mount, so you don't have to have one. But I flipped it vertically, and it has now become like my Slack email finder and text. Like that's exactly right. And it's changed my life. So I'll never go back to one monitor. I can't now. But and I didn't have to feel guilty about, like, you know, again, the price isn't bad for a really solid second monitor.
I was gonna mention that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that it has all the features and it's under five, let alone under four. Yeah.
Well, because like for us designers, a big part of that was like, well, I really want 4K because I don't want to have to work on 4K and look over and the other one's not. And I want the refresh rate, but I also want the color to match, right? And so like that those are hard things to find in one monitor that's under like $500. Like it's just, I couldn't find any except for this one. It's great. Like it's nice to know as designers, like the color matching is dead on. This is sort of Pantone approved, whatever the fuck that means. But like,
nice. It sounds good.
But like, but you know, like the fidelity and the coloration is really solid. So like that was, so it checked every box. So if you are looking for a monitor, I recommend it. Like I have not had any faults. I'm super happy with it. And again, you know, I'm late to the game. Like everyone I know, it's like, two monitors, big fucking deal. But like, it took me a long time to get there. And it wasn't until like I just started dealing with it, I was like,
oh there you go, Pantone validated.
Yeah, which is,
that's a great sign. Love that.
Yeah,
but I think too, like, yes, you're right. Once you move to that, your second monitor is everything. Like to me, oh my god, even if you're on one computer with a big screen and no second screen, you're like, you feel so handicapped, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And so once you're there, but I think it's a tough gig to do because you want to do it right. You don't want to get a cheapie for like $199 somewhere and then it just not be worth it, you know?
100%, you know what I mean? Because like everything, you know, we do, it's like it's in the visual elements. And I also like, I edit photography and video like a lot. And so having something, and I've also edited photos in Photoshop on this monitor too, like just to test it out, and it's solid.
Amazon only got 18 that's left, guys. What a great deal, man. And it's even like, it retails for $399, it was $399. That could be maybe a sale, but
it was,
I can't get over that
price. It's cheaper than what I paid for it now. So it's definitely,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's on sale now.
Love that. I love that. I have a pretty cheapy kind of on a swing arm to the right. And again, you're right. Like I keep like panels and controls and things like you said, it's like Slack as well, but it makes sense. Like, I think I paid $299 for that thing and it's nowhere near this, but also, it kills me how TV prices or just monitor prices just keep coming down and down and down. When you buy something, it's already like, you're like a year later, you're like, what?
Yeah, I know.
So get one feature pack because that's the best way to go.
Yeah. And also like the thin bezels on this was pretty crucial. Like I was looking at some cheaper ones and like, and this is just a stupid design thing in my head, but like I don't want thick bezels around my side monitor, and these ones are
look
like razor
that's nice
thin.
And thin,
yeah, they're right. Super thin, so like that is really was a huge bonus as well. And it's got a ton of ports on the back, so yeah,
good.
It's
oh
great.
There you go.
Yeah,
it becomes your hub as well, right?
Yeah. And I just bought like that cheap sort of $99 Amazon Vesa mount for the desk, and it's it's solid too. It's great.
Wow. Awesome.
Perfect, man. I'm telling you.
You're testing it all for us.
This is great.
That's so fun.
I love it. So, again, that was the ViewSonic. It's a 27-inch 4K
Color
monitor.
Pro. Yeah.
I love that it actually goes vertical portrait. That's killer. Wow.
Yeah.
Love that idea. So, that looks great.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're checking
really
it out here.
I've seen that much before.
It's neat.
That's
I love
curious
this.
To me.
Really cool. I love it. And look at that. Even this, look at the professional right on their page with the camera. She's photo matching it. She's color matching it right there. All right. The last one I've got. Now this one, I'm new to this. I feel like I'm in a renaissance with Lego, because Lego to me was literally the building blocks of, I feel like, being a creative for so many people I talk to.
Same, hard
and
same.
Last year I did the Office one and had a, I'm sorry, the
Seinfeld.
We had the Seinfeld one.
Yeah.
And they finally came out with it, and it is the Office set from Lego. And
this is so fun.
All I got to say is I got into, you looked in 4 hours of YouTube video for something really good. You looked into monitor. I went into what have people done with their Office Lego set. The users have gotten, there's instructional videos to expand this and make the entire set. Wow. Because they only did kind of the main office, the conference room, Michael's office, and like reception, but they didn't even do accounting. Like they didn't do the kitchen. They didn't totally. So like, right?
They didn't
like,
do Penny.
Exactly. Yeah, you could keep going and going and going. But I gotta say, when I did the, it was last Christmas break when I did the Seinfeld one, it was the funnest return to like being a kid again. And I've never done sets. I always did like just fun stuff. I would just blue sky. I never had a set in my life. I had like, you know, standard basics as a kid, right? You just get a red block and a green block and let's see what we could do. But these sets are so much fun. This thing has something like 80 hidden little like Easter eggs to particular episodes of The Office. And they're all over. Every picture on the wall, every TV screen, every monitor has like 10 different labels that you can interchange for things that were specific to some of the episodes. And it's been out of stock for a while. It retails for about $119.
Yeah.
And there's a second one. I don't know if you guys have seen the Atari 2600 Lego set.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. So it looks just like the original Atari game console. And again, like Lego's just killing it with what they are doing when it comes to like kind of recapturing things from the past and kind of like doing this. So when you look at this one, it's got something
blinds,
like
blinds, man. Like the blinds are like, what are they? That's wild. They're like,
yeah,
slightly just like in the show where they're not like uniform. They've been opened and closed so many times.
Oh, in fact, there's one that like I think in Michael's office or one. Oh no, on the in the conference room.
Yeah,
it's tweaked because they always went in there and peeked 100%. At somebody in the. You know, and Michael's office can pull out and be its own, which is kind of cool. Thought that was kind of neat as well. It does have the entryway as well, which is really cool. The
classic mug. But yeah.
Just the coolest little features all the way. When Kevin brought in the chili and he spills it on the floor, they captured it right here.
These guys are having the best time. Hot damn.
God, I can. Okay. So when I saw this, I had to think like the developers and the creatives behind this must have had the best freaking time putting this together, right?
No doubt.
It's just amazing. So love that they're doing this. It's like Lego has never gone. They're just always still like so on top of things. But if you are looking for something fun to do, go down the rabbit hole of these Lego builders on YouTube. Jordan, I think you know what I'm talking about. Crazy. People have taken their entire basements and have made like Lego towns. It's nuts.
Yeah. Do you guys watch Will Arnett's Lego Masters show?
Oh yeah, the Lego Masters?
We're so into it.
Okay.
It's a really great show.
It's fabulous.
Super fast paced. The contestants have to like build things based on themes and they get a challenge and they got to build it in a few hours.
Like Iron Chef with Legos.
It's all thematic.
Yeah.
Last episode they did Avengers. It can't weekly. It doesn't arrive soon enough. We're all like, when's it?
It's like the new American Idol.
It's fabulous.
That's awesome. Well, that's it, guys. We have gone through our fun list of gift guide things.
Three is perfect for each.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A good tier list, you know.
It's not overkill. It's not like maybe people are like, oh, I was wanting more, which is good. Like,
yes. There you go. That is excellent as well. So when we post these, if you guys have any ideas to add to this, please do. But again, it's all for fun. It's all like, hey, we all like kind of like, I think particularly as creatives, when it comes to our office space or particularly our home offices, whatever it is, we get these little things here and there through the year, but it's always good to see something at the end of the year to be like, hey, here's some new stuff. Maybe it's after Christmas, you pick it up at a good discount. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that was it, guys. I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday season. Any last words from you guys?
Hope I'm on that nice list.
All right, guys. Well, have a great one. Hope you enjoyed this, and we'll talk to you guys real soon.